Hey, Boker Tov. My name is Natty Helfgott, Rabbi Natty Helfgott. I just flew in this morning from Manhattan, from LaGuardia, and I have to fly out right afterwards to get back to a dinner. You know how it is in life. So, but I wanted to be here this morning. My dear friend, Rabbi Jay Kelman, asked me to speak again this year at the annual conference on Tanakh, and it's always a pleasure to be here in Toronto. I apologize, somebody, if this blocks your way. I didn't make the shul, so I can't. But Rabbi Jay is a very dear friend of mine, and I always like to support the work of Torah in Motion. I think it's an amazing organization, and it's keeping alive a lot of important values within our Orthodox community. Kol HaKavod to Jay and all those who work with him. So please be supportive of Torah in Motion in every way that you can. I also hear him as a representative of one of the organizations that's co-sponsor this annual Yom Iyun B'Tanach, the study day in Tanakh, which is Yeshivat Chovei Torah Rabbinical School. It's one of the three places that I work at. you have to work in many places to make a living, to mach a levin, as they used to say. So I'm here as that representative as well. We are supporters of Torah in Motion's Yumei Yun, so we'd like to support that as well. This year I've been doing a lot of study myself of biblical poetry. You know, most of us kind of don't like poetry so much, or as we get older, maybe we do like poetry, but we love narrative, we like excitement, a little bit of killing maybe, some villains, some heroes, tragedy, which is true. I love it also. I wrote a book, and most of what I wrote about was about narrative, but the last 2-3 years, I've decided I wanted to explore more deeply biblical poetry, which is also a major part of the Tanakh. It's a major part of the corpus of the Bible, and you can't just ignore it. And so today's shiurim, this one and next, the next shiur, I wanted to do to focus on some famous parts of biblical poetry that have made it into the liturgy, made it into the daily tefillah and the Shabbat tefillah, just try to drive home some important points when we study a text carefully. Sometimes dafka, because it's part of the tefillah, because it's part of the liturgy, we read it so quickly we don't see the power and the beauty of what's going on literarily and what the text and what the poet and what the Navi is trying to convey through the text. So I wanted, in this shiur, I wanted to examine with you some key themes in what we know as Kabbalat Shabbat. Now, Kabbalat Shabbat is a little bit of a misnomer because in the Tanakh, it's not called Kabbalat Shabbat. In Tanakh, it's, chapter, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99 of Tehillim, of the Book of Psalms. But at a certain point in Jewish history, it was incorporated into Kabbalat Shabbat. So let me just say one word about the history of the liturgy, because we're not really going to talk about liturgy. We're going to talk about Tanakh today. Kabbalat Shabbat, as we know it today, is a fairly new invention. In the time of the Mishnah and in the time of the Gemara, there was no such thing as a Kabbalat Shabbat ceremony. Not a Karlebach Kabbalat Shabbat, not a regular, not a boring Kabbalat Shabbat. There was no Kabbalat Shabbat. There was simply, you finish davening mincha, maybe they learned a little bit, maybe they waited around and schmoozed and talked Lashon Hara like some people, whatever they did. And then came nightfall, they davened Maariv, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoirach. That's when Shabbos started. There was no tekes. There was no official tekes. There was no official ritual to bring in the Sabbath. At a certain point in Gaonic times, it seems that a number of communities started to say the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbat, Tov L'Hodot L'Adonai L'Zamer L'Shimcha Elyon, which is Mizmor 92 in the Tehillim, Psalm 92. And the Psalm right after that, Psalm 93, which is connected, they said as well, Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh Hashem, etc. And at a certain point, this became common in many, many communities. But again, there was no elaborate ritual. At some point in the early 1500s, in the circles around the Kabbalistic circles in Tzfat, around the Ari HaKadosh and other Kabbalists. The Ari is the most famous, but there were other Kabbalists floating around as well. They started to make a very big deal about Kabbalat Shabbat based on certain isolated passages in the Talmud. There's a passage in the end of Gemara and Shabbat about a certain rabbi who would go out into the field and welcome the Sabbath queen or the Sabbath king, depending on which girsa you have. And the Rambam has the girsa, it's the Sabbath king. And others would do other things like dress in white in order to greet the Sabbath queen. And others would meditate and say all kinds of Tehillim. And it's at that point that all kinds of beautiful poems, piyutim, are written. One of the most famous, as we know, is Lecha Dodi. But there were a lot of Lecha Dodis floating around. It just happened to be that's the one that stuck. That's the one that stuck in Jewish liturgy. And so at a certain point, a ritual developed that was not accepted by all Jews at the time. In fact, in many classical Ashkenazic circles, the Yekis, right? Are there a lot of, there are not so many Yekis in Toronto. It's very much more Hasidic in terms of its background. You don't realize, but right? Most of the Jews who settled were from Galicia and Pope. You're Yekish? Okay. So the Yekis, okay? The Yekis, in many communities in Germany, until the 1800s, didn't even accept the minhag of Kabbalat Shabbat as the Kabbalists did. And in fact, in Frankfurt am Main, there were still synagogues before World War II where Kabbalat Shabbat being done with Lecha Dodi and all that stuff was in a side room. In the main minyan, they didn't have Kabbalat Shabbat. So there were still communities that were still, again, part of that is because the Germans didn't like the Kabbalists. They didn't like the whole Kabbalah in general. That's why in many German synagogues, they don't say Brich Shmei, because it's a passage from the Zohar, which has some questionable theology, according to the Germans. Even though, again, for us, Brich Shmei, you know, the cantor goes crazy, you know, Brich Shmei. But in many Yekish circles, they didn't say Brich Shmei. Anyway, so, but the power and the beauty of Kabbalat Shabbat certainly won out in terms of the history of Minhagim. And at a certain point, it became a very widespread minhag to say five mizmorim before Lecha Dodi, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Is that five? Yeah. Did I count five right? Okay. Let me see. Then to say the mizmor 29, which is mizmor le David, havu ladunai b'nei elim, havu ladunai kavod va'oz. And then the seventh, which is the Sabbath, seventh day, seventh queen, whatever term, is Lecha Dodi. And again, I'm not going in today what Lecha Dodi means, because it doesn't mean what most of us think it means. I know we like Kabbalah Shabbos, we love it, but you have to be a Kabbalist to really understand what's going on. And if you don't buy into Kabbalistic theology, you can get a little weirded out if you really, really look at what Kabbalat Shabbat is doing about being ma'ached, unifying the different parts of the Godhead, unifying different parts of the Shekhinah with the feminine side of the Shekhinah, with the masculine. Again, you have to be a Kabbalist to really get into it. We've demystified Kabbalah Shabbos from its original origins, like so many other things that we've de-deed, whatever, I don't know what the term is, but we've taken away a lot of the power of some of, at least Kabbalistic, but it's okay. And then followed by Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat and Hashem Malach. So I'd like today in the Shir, I'd like to focus on those first five Mizmorim and talk about some of the themes and the meta themes that emerge from those Mizmorim, which are really in many ways a unit. There's many overlapping terminology. There's much language which repeats itself in many of the Mizmorim. So I'd just like to, so if everyone, if we take out a, either a Siddur, in the Art Scroll Siddur, they printed Tehillim at the back of the Siddur, or if you have a Tanakh. So if you go to, in the Art Scroll Siddur, if you go to page 1023, and again, for those, again, or in a Siddur that has English, you can go to Kabbalat Shabbat if you want. Depends what you want to do. The Art Scroll to go to Kabbalat Shabbat. So let's take a look and make a couple of comments as we go through some of these Mizmorim. The first Mizmor, which is a kind of introductory Mizmor, a kind of introductory psalm, is a call. It calls us to do something. And this mizmor, again, it would be nice if I had a blackboard. Jay, next year we need a blackboard, okay? So if I had not even a smart board, just a blackboard. Next year a blackboard, okay. So this mizmor has two parts to it. It has, from verse 1 through 7, is a call to praise God. And the second half is what we would call a tochacha, some sort of reproof to the Jewish people. And let's take a look at this first part. The first part, interestingly enough, which is, again, maybe part of why the Kabbalists chose Dafka, these series of Mizmorim. L'chu nirana la'adunai, nariya litzur yishenu, nikadma. You, of course, hear a lot of the nuns, the alliteration, niranina, nikadma, nariya. But the truth is, these are all, so to speak, tzivuyim. These are all calls involving a call to an action, to do something. And in fact, if we look carefully, we'll see that there are actually seven calls, which of course is perfect. We like the number seven, especially if you're coming to Shabbos, and especially if you're trying to connect it to the Sabbath. You have niranina, nariya, nikadma, narialo, four up there. And then, right before we end the first section, bo nishtachave v'nichra'a nivrecha lifnei Adonai Oseinu. So we have before the end, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, seven calls to engage in the praise of God, in the bowing to God, in the coming to God. So this is the image here of this is the beginning here of this first section. So to speak, seven things that we're supposed to do. And of course, there's a nice progression. At the beginning of this first part, lechu, let us go. Where do we go? Do we go into the fields, like the Kabbalists did? Do we go into the shul? Do we go? But we're supposed to go somewhere. Lechu? And then we end the first section, almost, bo nishtachavev nichra. So lechu ubo. Lech, go and come. To go out, to go somewhere, and to come into the presence of the Lord, the presence of Shabbat, the presence of the Shekhinah. So there's this movement here that we're moving from one direction to another direction. And of course, continuing with that, we have the themes of creation. We say, let us come before the Lord. Ki el gadol Adonai u'melech gadol. God is a great king. Al kol Elohim, above all powers in the world, above all those who are taken to be gods. Asher biyado mechkere aretz v'toafo tarim lo, asher lo hayam v'asau v'yabeshet yadav yatzaru. So we have a reference here to many of the themes of creation. We talk about the land, yabeshet. We talk about the mechkere aretz. We talk about that which goes under the ground. Lachkor is like lachpor, to go into the very depths of the ground. We talk about the harim, that's which above the ground. This is all a reference. The yam, the yabasha. These are the words of Genesis 1. The words of Genesis 1. The sea, the land, the mountains, everything that emerged, which God created with his hands. Yadav yatsaru. Bo nishtachave v'nichra'a. But all of a sudden, here's the shift. Not the shift, but this is classic Tehillim. This is classic, the classic move of the Psalms. We move from the God of creation of the cosmos to the God who created human beings. Lifnei Adonai Oseinu. Again, Asher lo hayam vehu asahu, in the earlier verse, God who created the sea and the land, and the to the God who created human beings, who made us. Nivrecha lifnei Adonai Oseinu. Kihu Eloheinu va'anachnu amarito. And then we continue. We move from the universal, the cosmic, the cosmos. God is above time. God is above space. God is above the powers. Gadolhu al kol Elohim. To moving to God is the God who created the natural world. To God who created human beings. To God who created us, Am Yisrael. We move from the universal to the parochial. And the parochial is not a bad word. It's just a word. That's the word in English. Don't get... Oh, some people get crazy with the word. I know in England. I'm sorry, in Canada. I know people... But in America, oh, parochial. Oh, you're very parochial. Parochial just means you went from universal to parochial. So you went in that way. And what's interesting is we turn in this... We also move from God, what we call in Hebrew, Nistar, God in the third person, to we start talking in terms of, there's a movement in terms of the text where we move to God who we speak, God is speaking to us, the prophet is speaking to us, and God responds. God actually starts to talk, which brings us to the second half. So when we moved from creation of the world to creation of mankind to creation of Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, Am Marito Vitzon Yado. It's a beautiful play on words. In the beginning of the Mizmor, it was Asher Biyado Mechkere Aretz V'Yabeshe Yadav Yatsaru. His hand created the cosmos, the Mechkere Aretz. His hand, symbolically, created the dry land, and his hand created us, Vitzon Yado. So what is God's hand creating? He's creating the cosmos, he's creating the land, and he's creating us. The same, by using the same terminology, it's a beautiful move here. Hayom, and now the prophet moves to the second half. So this is what is. This is the glory. This is beautiful. Unfortunately, in the created world, we often don't recognize God as king. In the beginning, we said, "Ki el gadol Adonai melech gadol al kol Elohim." God is great. God is great. God is king. God created everything. Briat ha'olam, which is a central theme of Shabbat. Central theme. When you recognize the Shabbat, you recognize that God created the world, that God is the king. The king makes it. The king owns it. Unfortunately, Hayom im bikolo tishmo al takshu levavchem kimriva kiyom masa bamidbar. Hayom, again, that's a play on words. Hayom, God will continue. Im bikolo tishmo, if you listen to God's words, God will continue to be our shepherd. Amarito vitzon yado. Vitzon of his, the sheep of his hand. Unfortunately, the reality is that often we don't live up to that. And so the prophet, the poet says to us, "Al takshu levavchem kiriva ki yom masa." Instead of hayom im bikolo tishmo, it's hayom. We treat the yom like the yom masa bamidbar, like the day that he took us in the desert. Asher nisuni avotechem b'chanuni gam ra'u fa'ali. God is talking to us directly. Did you notice the switch? We switched from talking about God in the third person. L'chu n'ranana l'adonai. Naria litzur yishenu. Let us go. Bo nishtachave lifnei Hashem oseinu. God is up there. Majestic. Adam 1. Whatever term you want to use from the Rav. Right? God is the God of Genesis 1. Now God is talking to us. In the mouth of the prophet. Al takshu levavchem kiriva ki yom masa bamidbar asher nisuni avotechem. B'chanuni gam ra'u fa'ali. They tested me. Arba'im shana kut bedor va'omar am to'ei levavheim. V'heim lo yad'u drachai asher nishbati v'yapi im yevo'u nel menuchati. Which of course is a reversal of the beginning. In the beginning we said, lechu bo. Let us go and come into God's presence. But God says, unfortunately, very often you don't act that way. Very often you act as if previous history doesn't matter. That I didn't take you out of Egypt. That I didn't act as a loving shepherd. You act as if I didn't create the world and then create you, my people. You act in such a way that you ignore all of that divine and metaphysical history. Hein lo yad'u drachai, asher nishbati v'api, im yevo'un el menuchati. Whether, I raise a question, will you enter into my menucha? So instead of bo nishtacha v'nichra'a, im yevo'un el menuchati. And it's also, of course, a wonderful play on words, because in the Bible, Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, and the Mikdash are called menucha. Ki lo vatem ad ata. You have not yet come, God says in the book of Deuteronomy. Why can't you yet build the temple in the desert? Ki lo vatem ad ata el hamnucha vel hanachala. Chapter 12 of the book of Deuteronomy. You have not yet come to the menucha, to the place of rest. What do we say in Parshat Zachor? V'ayav bahaniach lecha mikol oivecha. When God will give you rest from all of your enemies, then you can have a king, then you'll set up the temple, then you'll destroy a right? That's this idea of coming to a place of rest, which is, of course, perfect, of course, for Shabbat. Ki lo vatem ad atal hamnucha v'lanachala. Asher nishbati v'api im yevo'un el menuchati. Whether you can achieve the Shabbat Menucha. So you have a lot of themes in this opening mizmor that probably echoed for the Kabbalists a beautiful connection to Shabbat. You had the themes of God as King creating the world, creating the cosmos, creating mankind, creating the world, and then creating the Jewish people. At the same time, it was a challenge. Do we recognize that? Do we recognize that? Shabbat is a place where we can come into the Holy of Holies, so to speak. We can come into the temple, even though there's no temple. We come into contact with the Shekhinah, with the Divine Presence. But have we prepared ourselves during the week? Like the rabbi says, Misha Mechin be'erev Shabbat yochal b'Shabbat. Who he prepares on Erev Shabbat can come into the Menucha of Shabbat. Im yevo'un el Menuchati. That's, I think, some of the meta-themes that the Kabbalists saw when they chose this mizmor. The next mizmor continues, and here we're once again in the next two mizmorim. We're going to play off the universal particularistic theme. The mizmor continues, and again, when I divide these five mizmorim, it's clear to me that the first three are one unit and the second two are another unit. You see it simply by the fact that there's a kind of parallelism. If you look at 95, 96, and 97, notice that mizmor 96 starts with Shiru Ladunai Shir Chadash. Mizmor Tzari Chet, 98, also starts Mizmor Shiru Ladunai Shir Chadash. We're starting a new, so to speak. It's kind of a mirror image. One, two. And they kind of parallel each other. And they also look at Mizmor 97. 97 starts Hashem Malach, Yirgizu Tagel Haaretz. Mizmor 99 starts Hashem Malach, Yirgizu Amim. So they're kind of parallel. It's like two panels. Lechu Niranina is the kind of introductory overlay of the entire unit. And then you have these two units. Now the truth is that if you ask me, but I wasn't a Kabbalist and I wasn't there in the 1500s, from a literary point of view, Lechu Niranina is paralleled by Mizmor 100. Because look at Mizmor 100, which we do not say on Friday night. Mizmor 100, which we say every day, Mizmor Litoda, Hariu Ladunai Kol Haaretz. Ivdu et Adonai b'simcha bo lefanav birnana, which is lechu niranana l'Adonai nariel litzur yishenu bo lefanav bo nishtacha v'nichra. We kind of envelop the four mizmorim in the middle with lechu niranana and mizmor l'toda. Now probably because mizmor l'toda was already part of the liturgy of the week, they couldn't incorporate it into the Kabbalat Shabbat liturgy. But in terms of literary technique, I'm almost sure that it's parallel to each other, but I'm not going to talk about that one because it's not part of Kabbalat Shabbat. The text continues. And again, it talks about bo lefanav birnana, bo sharav bitoda. You should come in bitoda because you've achieved. Hopefully you've learned the lesson. You've learned the lesson. We start with, we want to come into God's presence, but we have to improve ourselves. The second mizmor, the second section, which is 96 and 97. So again, just to quickly highlight some of the meta themes that probably are so central to the development of this mizmor. So Shiru Ladunai Shir Chadash, Shiru Adonai Kol Haaretz. Shiru Adonai Baruch Shemo Basrumi Yom Liyom Yeshuato. So again, we talk about the entire world. We talk about all of the land. We talk about all of the Goyim, Sapru Vagoyim Kvodo B'chol Miflotav. Ki Gadol Adonai Mu'lal Me'od. Just as in the first Mizmor, we talked about God's greatness, so too in this Mizmor, we talk about God's greatness. But we introduce another theme. In addition to God's greatness, Norahu al kol Elohim. He is Nora. Nora, of course, is the idea introduced of holiness. He is not just cosmic. He is not just strong, but he is holy other. He is Nora. Awesome. Ki kol Elohei ha'amim elilim v'adonai shamayim asa. And in this idea, we introduce that not, you know, we were called to sing, but now the entire creation sings. The entire creation is called to sing. Again, it's talking about the nations of the world, that they should come and sing to God. Again, no ravi kadosh, as we say in the davening all the time. God is awesome and holy. The theme of holiness is introduced, which of course is beautiful for Shabbat. Shabbat is not just about creation. Shabbat is not just about God's power. But on that day, vayikadesh oto, for the first time in history, God introduced the concept of holiness. The concept of holiness is introduced to the world with time, holy time, which is Genesis 2. The introduction of the concept of God infusing time with holiness, and therefore God who is holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's introduced here in this second mizmor. Another meta theme. God is king, God is above time, God is creator. Se'u mincha uvalu chatzotav. Come and bring. Hishtachavu l'nai barak. Kodesh chim lipanav kol haaretz. Imru v'goyim Adonai malach. Declare that God is king. Av tikon tevel bal timot. God has created the world, and it's standing, it's bal timot, it will not move. And at that point, God comes down. Av tikon bal timot, yadin amim b'mei sharim. And God will judge the world. A new theme that we have not had in the first mizmor. The first mizmor we talked about God is king, God is above time, above space, God is metaphysically above everything. God at the same time created human beings, and God created the Jewish people. In this mizmor, we introduce once again, we repeat certain themes, but we go beyond that. Sing to God, because God created the world, of course, and God is manifest in the whole world, but also we have the theme of, as I said, Kiddusha and Nora. God is awesome and holy other. But we also have God is involved in the world. Yadin Amin B'mei Sharim. God will judge the world. God is involved in the world. And because of that, Yismichu HaShemayim Mitagel HaAretz Yiram Hayam Lo Yalo Sadai V'chol Asher Bo Az Yirananu Kol Atzei Yar Lifnei Adonai Kiba Kiba Lishpot HaAretz Yishpot Tevil B'tzedek. Which is beautiful. There's now a Pigisha. There's now a meeting. In the first mizmor, it was a call for us to go. L'chu, niranana l'Hashem, bo nishtachavev nichra. Let us go and come into the presence of the Lord. But Shabbat, in the mystical conception, is a meeting. It's like, you know, the lover and the beloved running to each other, meeting each other. And so in this mizmor, it's not just us who go into God. It's not just us who go to the Beit HaMikdash to meet God. It's not just us who get ready for Shabbos and shave and shower and put up the challenge. God is coming to the world. It says, Yalot, Az Yarnu Kol Atzeyar, the whole world is singing, Lechu Niranina L'Adonai. At this point, it's the whole world is singing. Even nature is niranina, az yiraninu, kol atzeyar. Same sound. Lifnei Adonai kiva, in front of the Lord who is coming. It's not just us who are coming, it's God who is coming to meet us. Halfway, so to speak. Kiva lishpot ta'aretz, yishpot tevel b'tzedek. Because he's coming to judge the world, to see, has the world lived up to his commands? Has the world lived up, and of course the Jewish people, which was the challenge of the first part of the Mizmor. Are we living up to living on God's earth. God created the world, he set the rules. God created Am Yisrael, he set the rules. Are we living up to that so that we merit to have a world which is represented by Shabbat? Shabbat is Briat HaOlam. Which then continues in an even more particularistic, parochial way. Notice carefully, in chapter 96, there is no mention of Am Yisrael. In chapter 95, we talked about Anachnu Tzon Am Marito V'Tzon Yado. We moved from the universal to the particularistic. In chapter 96, we, so to speak, take the first half of Lechun Ranam. It's all about the universal. God who is ensconced in holiness. God who is above all the gods. God is above the whole, and the whole world, and all of Teva, the very nature, recognizes that. Yismichu ha-shamayim v'tagel ha-aretz. The very land recognizes it. Yiram ha-yam u-melo, yalo sadai v'chol asher bo, az yiranu kol ha-tzeyar. Lifnei Adonai kival ishpot ha-aretz, the whole world. Yishpot tevel b'tzedek. Tevel is a reference to the whole of the cosmos. V'amim be'munato. We now move from the universal, once again, to the particular, to Am Yisrael, because Shabbat and the experience of Shabbat in the Kabbalistics was from the universal to the particular, which of course is also embedded in the Torah. Why do we keep Shabbat? Zecher l'maaseh bereshit, remembrance of creation, Zecher l'tziat Mitzrayim, universal, particularistic. So we start the third mizmor, which is the second half of the first part after the introduction called Lechun Ranam. Hashem malach tagel haaretz. God runs the world. Hashem malach tagel haaretz. The whole world should sing, which is a continuation of 97, where we said, Yismichu ha-shamayim v'tagel haaretz. Now we say, Hashem Malach, there's a recognition. It's a fact. God is recognized as king. It's not something that will happen. It's something that has happened. Yismichu yim rabim, anan v'arel, tzivav, tzedek u'mishpat b'chon kiso. He's established with tzedek u'mishpat, which is the essence of God. God is justice and righteousness. As it says to Abraham, that I know, ki yidativ l'man asher tzavet banav lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. I know that God, that Abraham teaches his sons to do the way of God. Lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. Eish lefanav teilechu t'lehei tzaviv tzarav he'uv rakav tevel ra'ata v'tachel ha'aretz. And God in his awesomeness, not only does the world tagel, the world also is tachel. Play on words. Tagel means to be happy, but it's also tachel. The world is also frightened. Because that is the what we call the yin and yang, or what's called in rabbinic literature, shav v'neor, or shav v'chazor. Like Maimonides talks about, when you start to think about God, you're so drawn to God, you want to. It's exciting, and then you come before God, and then you pull back. That tagel tachel axis. Are we in joy, or then we're overwhelmed by the awesomeness? It's like sometimes there are certain people in life where you're so excited to meet them, and then, you know, 90% of the people that you're excited to meet, when you meet them, it's a big disappointment. You know, they're not so, you know, they're a little more petty than you thought they would be. They're more, but there's a 10% of gedolim or great political leaders or whatever that you meet, and you're even more awe-inspired when you meet them. But it's only 10%, unfortunately. What? Halavai, right? Halavai. And the text says, but God is, you move from tagel to tachel, and everyone, harim kadonag namasu, milifnei Adonai, milifnei Adon kol haaretz. But in this context, shama vatismach tzion, vatagelna benot Yehuda leman ishlech Adonai. But the Jewish people, the whole world is on this axis of tagel tachel, but now we have the particularistic. We see God manifesting Himself in nature and history, God is the God of nature. He's also the God of history, manifesting himself. And we are happy. It's not just as in the end of 96. In 96, it was Yismichu Hashamayim v'tagel ha'aretz. In the beginning of 97, it was Yismichu Iyim Rabim. It's now Shama Vatismach Tzion. It's the Jewish people. It's Zion. Vatagelna Benot Yehuda. The Gil is Benot Yehuda. Not just nature, and not just the natural world, and not just the nations of the world, but the Jewish people. Because Leman Mishpatecha, because of your justice, the Jewish people who appreciate God's justice in history and in life. Ki ata Adonai Elyon al kol haaretz, ma'od nahaleit al kol olim. And therefore, because God is a God of justice, those who love God imitate God. Ohavei Adonai sinu ra shomer nafshot chasidav miyad rishaim yatzileim. Or Zaruah Latzadik, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, Simchu Tzadikim Badanai Vodul Zecher Kadsho. Those who imitate God will be the ones who are truly joyous in God because they're following God's way, and they are the ones who will appreciate God's justice in history. History will be justified, and God will be manifest in the world. We now come to the second part where we expand. We continue to expand, and we, so to speak, start again. We start again. And this time, we say, Mizmor Shiru L'Adonai Shir Chadash, Ki Nifla'ot Asa. Again, we talk about God acting in nature. He did Nifla'ot. He did great wonders. Hoshia Lo Yemino Uzeroa Kodesho. Three times we have the term in these introductory verses of Yeshua. Hoshia lo yemino, hodia adunai Yeshuato, zachar chazdo v'emunotel beit Yisrael, or hukov se et Yeshuat Eloheinu. We again move from the universal to the parochial. We move from the recognition of God of the whole world to God who is engaged in saving the Jewish people. God is salvific. He is salvific in the history of the Jewish people. Zachar chazdo v'emunato lebeit Yisrael. Ra'u kol avsearetz et Yeshuat Eloheinu. Hariu l'Adonai kol haaretz. So now, the whole world doesn't just sing about God creating the mechkerei aretz, and God creating the big mountains, and God creating the Grand Canyon, and God creating, what's the Grand Canyon of, I don't know, the Rockies, the Banff, right, Banff, whatever. God creating the Rockies of Canada. But we're singing about God saving the Jewish people. And the nations of the world are recognizing that. And notice the, again, beautiful parallel. There's three times the word Yeshua is used, God's salvation. And three terminologies that describe what God has done for the Jewish people. Chazdo. I'm sorry. Where is it? Three Yeshuas, three salvific acts, which are parallel to the Chesed, the Emunah, and the Tzedek, which are synonymous in Biblical Hebrew. Chesed ve'emet, Chesed and Tzedek, Emunah. These things which God has done to the Jewish people. Ra'u kol avsearet et Yeshuat Eloheinu. They saw the salvific action of our God in our history. Hariu l'Adonai kol haaretz, pitzchu v'rananu v'zameiru. They will cry out. And here too, we have three terms, three hariyus. Again, it's part of the style of the hariu l'Adonai kol haaretz. The whole world will sing, or the whole world will cry out. And then later on, v'chatzotzrot, V'kol shofar, hariu lifnei hamelech Adonai. The second one. And there's a third one. Can somebody find it? Or I missed it. Maybe I'm... I'm missing one. So sorry. Okay. So we have three times Zameru. Zamru, it says, Zamru Lashem b'chinor, b'chinor v'kol zimra v'zameru, and you have the Hariu, Pitzchu, Ranu, you have all these languages here. Before God, Kivali Shpote Ta'aretz. Which leads us to chapter 99. Chapter 99 is divided into three parts. And it's a kind of a culmination. And it's very simple to see, but when we daven, we don't see it. It's divided between verse 1 through 3. Verse 1 to 3 ends with the coda, with the chorus. Gadol v'nora kadosh hu. Verse 4 to 5 ends with the phrase kadosh hu. Verse 6 to 9 ends with the phrase ki kadosh Adonai Eloheinu. So the repetition three times, tripartite, repetition of the chorus, ki kadosh hu, for God is holy, which of course is a theme that was introduced in chapter 90, what do we say? In chapter 96, Hishtachavu l'Adonai b'hadrat kodesh, was expanded, once again, was expanded in the idea, I'm sorry, was the idea was mentioned in 96, and now is expanded to be the coda that repeats itself three times. And let's look at the development here of the Mizmor. This time we start, and once again, the play between the universal and the particular. Hashem malach yirgizu amim. God is king, and therefore the nations of the world tremble. As opposed to the Jewish people who yismichu hashamayim mitagel arts, yishrei lev simcha. Here we start with yirgizu amim. Yoshev kruvim tanut haaretz. First verse. Hashem b'tzion gadol v'ram hu al kol amim. This is a classic example of what we call chiastic structure, which means A, B, B, A. You start with talking about God in the context of the nations of the world. Hashem malach yirgizu amim. God is king, the nations of the world. And you end with a similar idea. Veramhu al kol ha'amim. So that phrase parallels that phrase. Ramhu al kol ha'amim, yirgizu amim. Amim, amim. A, A. And in the middle, make believe you have, again, I need my blackboard. Make believe you cross over. And in the crossover you have Yoshev Kruvim, God who dwells on top of the Kruvim. In the Beit HaMikdash, Hashem B'tzion Gadol. God is holy, God is great in Zion. So we envelop the experience of the Jewish people of God in Zion, in the Mikdash, in the experience of the nations of the world. And everyone, Yodu Shimcha Gadol V'Nora Kadoshu. Now we have all three phrases that we've mentioned in the last four Mizmorim. In the last four, we mentioned in the beginning, God is above everybody. In chapter 95, Ki El Gadol Adonai, God is great above everybody. We mentioned Umelech Gadol Akol Elohim. In chapter 96, we introduced the themes of God being Gadol, God being Nora, and we also mentioned God being Kadosh, God is holy. We now come and put those three isolated phrases into one big phrase. Yodu Shimcha Gadol Vinora Kadoshu. God who is above, God who is awesome in his differentness and Kadosh in his holiness. And we continue and we say, V'oz Melech Mishpat Ahev. The strength of the king, which is the other theme that we've been mentioning, which is mentioned in each one of the Mizmorim up until this point, is manifest in how and the love that he has for Mishpat. Atakonanta Meisharim, you set up a world that was just, that was Mishpat utzdaka b'Yaakov ata asita. And you set up justice and tzedek through your laws in Jacob. Romemu Adonai Eloheinu. Now it's not the God who simply created the world, who created the mountains. It's ata asita. And you didn't just make human beings, you created people. You created Israel, but you also created Mishpat Utsdaka in Yaakov. Ata asita. That's what you made. Not just Yabeshet Yadav Yatzaru, not just Hashem Osenu, but you also put that into the world. Romemu Adonai Eloheinu v'ishtachavu lahar ladom raglav kadoshu. And that's what we should glorify. That's what we, Romemu, we said before Ramu al kol amim, but it's Romemu, that's what we should glorify in God. And we should come before God and hishtachavu, and we should bow, as we said we were going to do in the beginning. L'chun rana l'adunai, bizmirot nariyalo, let us bring all these things. Bo nishtachave v'nichra'a, lifnei Hashem oseinu. But now it's with the recognition, it's not just the God who made us, it's the God who is holy, the God who introduced justice into the world, who made a perfect world. Moshe v'aharon b'chohanav, and now we talk about how God directed us throughout history. Moshe v'Aaron b'chohanav u'shmel b'korei shmo korim el Adonai v'hu yaneim. He answered them by giving them, how did he answer them? By giving them laws to lead the people. B'amur anani daber lehem shamru eidotav v'chok natan lamo. Hashem elokinu atan itam elonoi sayita lehem v'nokem al ilotam. Unfortunately, the Jewish people didn't always live up to that. For God is indeed holy and He is our God. So, and once again, we move from the speaking about God in the distance. Hashem Malach. We don't say Hashem Hu Malki. We talk about God, abstract, in the third person. But by the end of the Mizmor, we're talking to God. We're talking about God. Ata, you. Anitam, El Noseayita Lahem. We've made a transition. We also have the three Kedushot, the three holiness, three times holy, the most time, holy, 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 which of course reminds us of Isaiah's recognition, Kadosh, 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 which is then transferred to the liturgy. So we have, in these Mizmorim, we have elements which are so central to Jewish theology. The recognition of God of the universe, the recognition of the universal aspects of God, the recognition of God, the intimacy that He entered into. He created human beings. He created then the Jewish people. He entered into a special relationship. He demanded the idea that the Jewish people can enter into His holy abode. Im yivaun el menuchati, if we live up to certain standards of behavior. This is all themes that became central to, these are central theological themes. With the overlay of Kabbalistic understandings of them, it became some of the most perfect mizmorim to choose for Shabbat, because we have the theme of God as king or queen in its manifestation. In Kabbalistic literature, you have the theme of God of creation, God of the creating of the Jewish people. Bo el menuchati, can we come into the menucha of Shabbat and everything that it represents? So I think these are some of the meta themes of the Kabbalat Shabbat. I hope it enriches our experience of Kabbalat Shabbat about thinking about God, not just thinking about how tired we are from the week, but we're supposed to be thinking about God. That's what prayer is about, certainly those prayers, thinking about God and our relationship to God and God acting in the world and acting in the salvific actions of the world, the repetitions of the sevens, all those things. Hopefully it will enrich our Kabbalat Shabbat. Okay. Sure. Oh, we have some time for questions.
One theme that seems to be prevalent throughout is that you seem not to have mentioned much is Mishpat.
No, I mentioned. I've said that God set up.
But it seems that's very.
It's central because
like,
that's Derech Hashem.
Yeah, as God said, it's almost like the connection between Mishpat and Shabbos doesn't. I don't quite get like.
No, because Shabbos is about the creation of the world. What kind of world? So the Bible makes a parallel over and over again between, right? It says, God has set up the world, Baltimot. Tikein b'mei sharim. God set up a world that is perfect, has the laws of nature. Parallel to the laws of nature are the laws of how human beings are supposed to act in nature. That's a constant parallel throughout biblical literature. And so, if you want to appreciate the world, and you want to recognize the God of creation, you also have to recognize the God of revelation. Creation and revelation go together in biblical theology. You cannot simply recognize the God who created the world. It's the God who created the world and wants the world to behave in a certain way. It's both what we would call B'nai Noach and B'nai Yisrael. Sham sam lo choku mishpat, sham nisahu. God wants us to live a certain way on this earth. Vayar Elokim ki ra'a rabat ha'adam vayinachem, right? God at the end of Genesis 1, 6, at the beginning of Genesis 6, he sees that the world is not living up, and therefore he says there's no point to have a world. Emche et ha'adam asher, right? I will wipe away mankind. And then God does that with Sodom, and then God is ready to do that with the Jewish people when they don't live up to, right? Chazon Yeshayahu, Eicha hayta lezona, kirya nemana, Meleiti mishpat, v'ata meratzchim. I had filled it with tzedek, and now it's full of murder and exploitation, etc. And so, there's no point. Jerusalem is supposed to be achareichen yikarei lach ir hatzedek, kirya ne'emana, but now it's not. So if it's not, it has no zechut kiyum, it has no... Has no right. So these are themes that are always intertwined in biblical theology. I mentioned it in passing. That's Derech Hashem. Yeah. If you want to be Ohavei Hashem, you have to be like Hashem. Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem. What is God? God, you can't feel, you can't touch, but you can see what God wants, and God communicates what He wants. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sure.
Now, the other thing, on why Mizmor Lesoda wasn't chosen, because the same reason they do it on Pesach, because they view it not just as a thankfulness, but as an actual Korban Todah, which can't come on Shabbat, it's a private Korban. And the same thing is true for Pesach, because of the Lachmeri Todah.
Chametz.
Yeah, so in other words, somehow they...
There was a technical reason. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Excellent. Thank you. Todah Rabah. Okay.
Hold it.